accessing your business solar loan means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green, then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema tasks new land commissioner to clean up sector. Security guard loses fingers in criminal attack in Chapata district. In global news, UN says SDGs at risk in current political climate. Good evening with the main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Moitinamwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged newly appointed Commissioner of Land, Shadrack Mbewe, to prioritize transparency and accountability in land administration, warning that those who engage in corrupt practices will not survive in their positions. Speaking when he swore in Mr. Mbewe and ambassadors to Israel, Brazil and Zimbabwe at State House this afternoon, President Hichilema emphasized the need to clean up the lands sector, which has been plagued by corruption and inefficiencies. The president specifically highlighted the need to address issues surrounding state land, including the state lodge area, which has been a source of controversy. He has instructed Mr. Mbewe to ensure that land is allocated properly and that titles are issued transparently. The head of state has warned that those who engage in corrupt practices, such as taking plots of land that belong to the state or rezoning land for personal gain, will face consequences.
I know we have a shortage of land on so-called state land titles. We want to create land on title property, not taking a plot that belongs to state house at state lodge and rezone it and allocate it to friends. Really? Someone can take land in state lodge which they already know that is a controversial area. And really, somebody is signing a title deed on land that belongs to the state already? More importantly, under this president? Icona, you don't survive when you do those things. You just don't survive. Clean up that state lodge thing.
And President Hichilema has urged Mr. Mbewe and the newly appointed ambassadors to serve the country with integrity and prioritize national interests over personal gain. Those sworn in at diplomatic level include former Army Commander Lieutenant General Dennis Aluwuzwi as Ambassador Plenipotentiary and Extraordinary to Brazil, Brigadier General Wilson Temple as Ambassador Plenipotentiary and Extraordinary to Zimbabwe, and Mahuva Hazemba as Ambassador Plenipotentiary and Extraordinary to Israel.
Going to serve the country, within the country, in the lands portfolio, and in the different countries. But all of your services in those countries, in those offices, dovetail to serving the people of Zambia. Please understand that. The interest of the people of Zambia come first. Your personal interest comes secondary. That's what service to the nation is. I have seen a few colleagues, we appoint them here, they go in those roads, they subvert national interest and elevate their personal interest. That is wrong. It won't take long before we realize that's what you're doing. But I can assure you that serving the people of Zambia through the elected officials in the manner you have been appointed, once you do that diligently, in a focused way, your own interests will be taken care of.
A 48-year-old security guard identified as Levi Banda of Mutini compound in Chapata district in Eastern Province has been attacked by four armed criminals, his fingers and both hands cut off and robbed of his Infinix phone valued at 2,000 kwacha. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred this morning at around 03 hours at Joram Daka's lodge near Chipeta Lodge. Mr. Mwemba says the victim, who works as a security guard at the lodge under construction, was alone on duty when the incident happened. He explains that the four criminals, armed with machetes, an iron bar and an unknown type of pistol, attacked him from behind the lodge where there was no wall fence. Mr. Mwemba says the criminals threatened the victim, demanded money, and when he said he had none, they bit him severely, stabbing him in the stomach with a machete and cut off fingers of both hands. He says after the attack, the victim called a friend and fellow security guard to help him contact their boss, Joram Daka, who advised him to report the matter to the police. Mr. Mwemba says an investigation has been launched and that no arrests have been made yet. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovu says the commissioning of the Kafulafuta Dam on the Copper Belt has led to improved water delivery and quality in surrounding areas. Giving a ministerial statement in Parliament this afternoon, Dr. Nzovu said average water supply in the area has increased from 8 hours to 22 hours per day since the dam was operationalized, bringing the much-needed water reliability to residents of Luansha and Southern Ndola. The minister also disclosed that the quality of raw water from the dam has led to better treated water in the region, contributing to a 28% reduction in chlorine consumption for surface water treatment. Meanwhile, Mr. Nzovu says government is rehabilitating 35 dams, upgrading and mechanizing 30 boreholes into piped water schemes, and restoring 150 boreholes in Impongwe, Masaiti and Luansha to enhance water security and improve rural access to safe, reliable water, which will benefit 43,000 people.
Government successfully implemented and commissioned the Kafulafuta water supply system project. Since the commissioning of the project, Kafulu Water has recorded major improvements, including longer water supply hours, better service to high elevation areas, expanded coverage in Patamatu Township, improved water quality, reduced chemical use in water treatment, and strengthened distribution network. The average water supply has increased from a mere 8 hours to 22 hours per day, which has significantly enhanced service reliability across the network.
In more news, the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, has successfully rolled out the Mushimba Intensification Project in Wapula Province, connecting over 2,000 residents to the national electricity grid. The project is part of REA's Border Universal Access Strategy to expand electricity coverage across Zambia. Giving an update on the project, REA Northern Region Manager Engineer Patel Kavango said... said the electrification project in Mushimba, located in Chipili District, began in October 2024 and was officially commissioned in July 2025 at a cost of over 7 million kwacha. Engineer Kabango said that the project will supply electricity to Mushimba Village, Kapenda Primary School and surrounding communities in Chipili District.
The way the project is structured is in three parts. So we have this Mushimba area, which is in two parts, A and B. So where we are is the A, which is covering the shopping area and the community around, including the headman's residence. And here we are looking at roughly about 1,000 beneficiaries within this community. Then when we leave here, there's another load center